back found.
What? What is a small car?
These are the car bush.
Small car with two bucket seats or one bench seat. It only has room to seat two people. What would you call that?
The name of it, the make of it?
Oh, not a brand. Just a general term for that type of car.
Are you thinking about the smallest?
Yeah, well, very small. That can
compact.
But some compacts have back seats.
Yes, they do. The only thing I can think of is a brand name, and I know you don't want to say that.
Well, you can.
But even those sometimes have, I think I've seen Volkswagens, all that comes to mind, really.
Yeah. Have you ever heard them called coupes? You ever heard that?
Yeah, but a coupe can have a place that you can sit in the back. But that's, isn't that an old phrase as far as a car is concerned?
Tell me if you think, yeah, it could be from the 30s and the 40s.
Right. I mean, that's where I'm thinking back to, coupe convertible is what comes to mind, really.
Okay. And, did that have an outside seat in the back by any chance?
Yeah, it had what they call a rumble seat. pulled it up and then there was a seat. And then the other thing that comes to mind in a coupe, it had a little flat. I've ridden back in one many times with my older sister's boyfriend. It was just a flat place in the back, you know, between the window and the back seat, but big enough for a small child.
Oh, but you can't, they're not...
No, it's no seat. Yeah, I mean, you can just lie down back there.
But it's bigger than the ones they have now, right?
Right.
And they were convertibles too, a lot of times?
No. Not that little
part.
Right.
That's cute. Okay, what would you refer, say you had a car for four people to sit in and only had two doors, what would you call it?
A two-door sedan, I suppose.
All right.
That's what I would call it.
And then if it had four doors?
A four-door sedan.
Okay. Do you know any names for large, flashy cars that people buy? How about the kind of car that the harried housewife would have? My mother's got one. You can fit nine kids in the back and take them.
It's a station wagon. I've wished many a times I had one.
I bet, yeah. Taking cheerleaders.
Oh, cheerleaders and football players and track team and baseball, little league. Oh, you wouldn't believe
it. All right. What kind of small trucks are there?
Oh, there are pickup trucks and panel trucks.
All right.
Those two are small as far as...
What are the differences?
Well, basically, they're the same. I believe a panel truck may sometimes be enclosed.
Okay. How about a van? What's that?
Well, a van...
Is that like a panel truck?
Well, it's like a panel truck, but it's made more... Instead of having a separate front, you know, or... hood, it's built all in one section.
Okay. But what might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
A taxi.
Oh, what are you talking about? This is a bad question. I'm going to have to reword this.
A limousine.
I'm sorry, say it again.
A limousine.
Yes.
Had to think a minute.
Okay, what kind of public transportation do they have here?
Not too good anymore, but the transit buses.
I haven't seen very many buses.
No, you won't.
You won't. That's too bad.
That is bad.
And I've seen some in these neighborhoods that look like school buses that have been painted.
Well, the outlying areas sometimes will have a small bus system that will come out into the suburban areas where the transit buses will not. And that's what you see, those big painted buses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are. Like Vestavia has that sort of bus.
Do you really ride buses?
No, I think they're mainly the transit.